So, have you played a radio station before?
Never have. This is so cool.
And is this like the coolest place in the world?
This is totally cool. It's a little warm in here.
Yeah, it is.
Way cool. Yeah, it's awesome.
You know K-Pig?
I love K-Pig.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't get it very well up where we live because we're kind of down in a canyon.
Yeah.
But when I can get it, I get it.
Yeah,
we listened to it a little bit when we were driving down to Big Sur. You know, we're doing the van tour.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. So it's way
single
fun.
Single axle van.
Single axle van, yeah.
An Econoline van?
The further you go back, it's a little bumpy.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a, I don't know, is it an Econoline van? But it was being driven by our tour manager, Eric Johnson, and we're, yay, Eric.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and yeah, so we were listening to it a little bit on the way down.
What's the best thing about touring?
Well, I just love to travel and move around, so that's certainly the best thing. I love to get up and play in front of people.
Yeah.
Also, get to play with, again, you know, these amazing musicians. So
Yeah.
I don't know. There's not really nothing about it that isn't great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. What else can I ask you? Oh, man. So, and you're married to Neil Young.
Yes, I am.
That's all right, too. And you do these concerts. I mean, every year I go to the Bridge concert.
Yeah, you're sporting the really good
it's a beautiful
Freedom
design.
Of Speech Bridge School Benefit t-shirt. That's good call.
Yeah. And these are going to go on forever, we think?
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
We were thinking we'd sort of look around at 25 years, maybe.
Yeah.
See what's going on.
Every year I get nervous.
I mean,
like, is this going to keep going?
Yeah, because we do too.
It's
a little challenging,
a lot of work
to keep putting together, you know, the caliber of show that we've been so fortunate to put on all these years.
Yeah.
Thank you, Elliot Roberts, who just walked by, who does so much of the getting that all set for us and getting all the artists. It's very cool.
I mean, my own personal thing, if I can stick this in, I came out here in 1977 to see the Ducks play at the Catalyst.
Oh, we were just talking about the Ducks.
And as a result,
on the way down here.
I never left. So there's been a kind of sphere of influence there.
There's a Woody, some kind of a Woody convention in Santa Cruz today, and we were reminiscing about Neil's old Packard Woody.
Yeah.
That was the Duckmobile.
Which he's had a song about, right? Didn't he write something about that?
The man's written a lot of songs. I couldn't say for sure. He's written one about a sedan delivery. I don't know about the pack.
And I was thinking of the Econoline band, Bruce Berry.
Sure enough.
But I think there's some about a Woody in there somewhere.
Very
the van
possibly.
We're talking about, I mean, like, so what else? Oh, man. Another tune?
We got another tune for you. This one that we're going to do is on Neil's website, the Living with War website. And I just want to give that a little plug because there are so many great singer-songwriters on that website.
And what is it? Yeah, what's that website?
The Living with War website, I think you just, I don't know, how do you get there? NeilYoung.com.
Just go to NeilYoung.com.
And then you'll link onto LWW. And what he did is he made it possible for singer-songwriters to submit their protest songs. Obviously, the way we look at it is this war is not really a wise choice, and it'd be really good to get us out of there. So so there's over 1,000, maybe over 1,500 songs on there. So
I really
encourage people to go check it out because there's some really great unsung heroes on there, I think. Also protest videos. So anyway, this is my little protest song that I wrote. I was just kind of, again, just sort of stream of consciousness, thinking about nothing, just some words coming out. And then I hadn't finished this song, and I saw this piece on 60 Minutes about these kids coming back just racked up, you know, really bad. So that's how it became a finished song.